Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I'm your host, Chris Media Man. Welcome back to another podcast, an off-season podcast of Everything About Red TV. Fair warning, this is actually being pre-recorded. This was pre-recorded at the Big Brother Canada 6 finale. I have a special guest in the studio. They appeared on the Big Brother Canada 6 finale, and we actually are streaming live to listentomyradio.com. So welcome to everybody on Listen to My Radio. To those who are listening on listentomyradio.com. I'm familiar with the site too as well. So for those who don't know, I'm gonna be starting to do more the premieres and finales will be live on listentomyradio.com. Kind of going strictly radio, nothing video related, but I am live on listentomyradio.com. And also we're still on the normal everyday platforms, crispyontheweb.com, and also on podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, all those wonderful platforms. We're still on those as well. You can go subscribe to the audio only feed and be sure to bookmark the live stream as well for you guys, so you guys know when we go live again in the future. So without further ado, I will introduce my host, Larry Riddick. He is here for the finale. So how's it going, Larry?
Well, I'm doing great.
That's good. I know it's been a while since we've actually sat down and, we've seen each other for about a couple of weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was, when was it? It was towards the second last week of April, I think it was. Yeah, so, I think it was around there. It was somewhere around there. It's nice to, finally get to sit down and, chat with you. And, today's podcast, we are actually going to be, talking about Big Brother US All-Stars 2. I know it is a long shot this it would happen. It would ever happen again. But as fans, we are very enthusiastic, aren't we, Larry?
That's right. We are truly enthusiastic.
Yeah, well, we don't know, it's hard to, tell what production will do in the future. We just don't know what's happening. So let's start with the guys. Should I go first or you should go first?
All right.
So I picked, for my first pick, Victor. Obviously, he was very strategic. He was a great player during his season. I think he's worthy of the All-Star status, eh? Who was your first pick, Larry?
My first pick was
Polly. And actually, I think Polly, that makes me go to my next pick. I know, he's on the bottom of my list, but my second pick, yeah, Polly was a good player. And who was he? He was a brother to, who was it? Do you remember?
Not really.
Who the hell was he part of? What? He was brother, maybe Cody? Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was another Cody.
Cody Califori? Was it? Cody Califori, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll have to look that up. That's going to be something we're going to have to look up online. Because I know I know Paulie's brother played before, so I remember that very well. So my next pick is McCray. Obviously, I think he won one or two HOHs in this season, I think, if I remember correctly. It's hard to remember that far back, because it's five seasons ago, 5 years ago since BB15 and all that racism crap that happened. That was probably one of the worst seasons. I did not like preferably because of the the racist and homophobic comments that were made on the show, and I was furious, trust me. But McCray is my second pick. He was always playing the game. I noticed McCray always played the game. He was always talking game, and he actually aligned what's the name of the regulators? No. That was in the 14. I forget the name of their alliance. But I remember it was Spencer. There was McCray. I think Amanda. I think Judd was part of that alliance too. I remember that. He aligned himself very well in the game. Yeah, so who's your second pick, Larry?
My second pick is Kevin from last season.
Why?
Well, because he lost me a big way, like in the beginning when they first had the Temptations.
He
hit the buzzer first.
Yes, yeah. And I know he kind of, I don't know, like, Kevin didn't really do much, though. I know that. He didn't do very much, but hey, he was, you know, he was there. He played the dad role, you know? That's the other thing. He played the dad role during that season. He was the one that was doing the dad role of that season, pretty much. All right, my second pick is Judd from BB15. I know you probably noticed a little trend. I've kind of picked house guests from season 10 to season 19. You notice the trend there? I think you have so far as well, right, Larry?
Yeah.
From 15, 16, 17, and 18, and 19. I think I got one or two from 19 from last year, obviously. So my fourth pick, are we on the fourth pick?
I'm on my third.
You're on your who was your third pick? Victor. Okay, all right. That was my top pick, actually. Well, not my top pick, but I mean, my top of my list, I had Victor pick for my Dreamcast for Big Brother All-Stars 2. And then I picked for my third was Judd. Obviously, I think, like I said, Judd, I think, was aligned with McCray, I think, and Spencer as well. So my fourth pick is Frankie Grande. I don't know why I picked him. I know I had to kind of fill in the shoes. He did very well until, obviously, this whole blow up that Ariana Grande is his sister kind of thing. I honestly think he should have kept it shut, mouth shut for it. He should have not said anything whatsoever. He should have just, you know, not said anything, kept it, you know, keep it a secret, right? It's just not right. He should not even say anything, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but that was one of his big downfalls, I think. But I'd like to see him come back. I'd like to see him have another chance in the game as well. So, your fourth pick?
My fourth pick was Glenn from...
Glenn.
He was the boss. He got eliminated in the first isolation challenge of season 18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which was kind of unfortunate. So, you're kind of... Was there a reason for it? Just like a second chance, was it? Or...
Yeah, well, I think he just got a second chance. He didn't even get too far in his season.
No, he didn't. He was all over... I don't know. He was all over the place in the HOH. He didn't do that well, though.
No, I remember his season pretty well. Just it was actually Nicole that won that.
Yes. That was the season just before I went into the audio-only platform where I started doing the podcast live on the audio-only platform. The platform that you hear this podcast on now, pretty much. So, that was our fourth pick?
That was my fourth pick, yeah.
For the guys, yeah. Next up, I got Corey. Corey aligned with Nicole in the game. I know they dated when they got out of the house briefly.
I read somewhere online that they were dating.
Yeah, they were dating, and then she broke. I think it was her. She might have broke it off. Maybe, possibly, maybe. I don't know. Because now she is actually, according to her Instagram. I follow her on Instagram, obviously. Oh, jeez. I obviously follow her on Instagram, and she is dating Victor. There's always a picture of her and Victor together. I noticed that they're together quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe she would just uncoil from Victor.
Yeah. So who's your fifth pick?
Well, it was Frankie Grande.
Oh, okay.
Frankie Grande, it's like you said, she should have shut his mouth shut, I guess, and not told anyone that he was the brother of singer Ariana Grande.
Yeah. That was one of his big fatal flaws, was definitely Frankie, he opened his mouth about, you know, his sister being Ariana, right? So, you know, but, okay, so next up we have Mark, the other half of Melina from Big Brother US. I think 19. And I think he could do better. Like, I think he can go further. I don't know. Well, without the showmance, I guess, part of it, maybe Melina would not come back. Maybe Elena would end up coming back. Maybe Melina would be a thing again. I don't know if they're still together right now. Last I heard, they are still together. The two of them are still together almost a year now. They've been together. So they still have the showmance is still alive. So who's your sixth pick?
I chose Jason from BB17.
Was it 17?
Yeah, he was on when Game on Space season.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Jason from this season. No. I think I know who you mean.
Yeah, he ran out the door just after Game of Days.
Yeah.
When just season, but he was a powerful competitor too.
He was. So my eighth pick is someone that worked with the Mr. Dan Geesling, who I am a very avid follower. I follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and his YouTube channel. And I do sometimes follow him on Twitch. Sometimes I'll catch his show on Twitch. His right-hand man in season 10 that took him all the way to the end, and Dan won, I think it was 7-0. His right-hand man the Renegades Alliance. We have Memphis from season 10, and I know the two of them went to the end with each other, and Memphis lost, and Dan won unanimously. I like to see Memphis come back, win this game, you know, maybe play a better game. I've never seen season 10. I've seen bits and pieces, but I have not seen the whole show. I have not seen yet, so I have not yet to see the whole entire season. I want to see the whole season eventually. So who's your pick, Larry?
He was a powerful player in the house in his season, but the
showman for
Nicole
was
engaging for a while outside the house until she goes to the aqua.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So I have one more pick, and actually it was one of Larry's picks, was Polly from BB18. And reason, I think he can go further in this game. I think Polly can go further in this game. I think he can win this game. I think he can, I think he can win this. I think he can come back and, you know, correct any mistakes he's had in the past season. I think he can go further. I think he just needs to correct whatever mistakes he made. And I don't remember, because that was a little while ago since that season actually did air on TV. Who's your last pick there, Larry? All right. We are now, after a little bit of technical issues, we apologize if we jumped out of the loop here a little bit, but we actually switched mic. He's using the condenser and I'm using the handheld. So let's get right into the girls, the ladies. My first pick, I don't think Larry was even starting to watch Big Brother before. I picked Annie from Big Brother season 12. Reason behind it, she was the saboteur. I would like to see her in a non-saboteur maybe environment for a change, maybe. I like to see her, you know, maybe do something a little different. Maybe not in the saboteur-y kind of, you know, situation. I think she would have gone far if she got away with being the saboteur. I think she would have probably more than likely gone a long way, you know. I think she would have gone a long, long, long way. So, you know, I think she would have gone a long way. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I have to agree on that one. She would have, if it wasn't for what you just said, she would have went further.
Yeah, she would have gone much further if that was the case. Definitely she would have gone further. But, you know, it is the game, and that was the little twist they added into the whole thing. It was have a saboteur where they, you know, they sabotage the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who's your first pick for the ladies?
It's from BB18, Natalie.
Okay. Yeah.
Natalie was a really strong competitor in the showman for James.
Yeah, we all know how that ended up. I know,
yeah.
I've heard stories online, and I've heard some not so nice things that happened. I don't want to get into the drama of them. That's between them and not our business. But, you know, some relationships end in good terms, some don't, right? So,
right.
Yeah, some do, some don't. So, yeah. Then next up, I know Larry has this person on the list. I have one half of them, is the one of the Nolan twins, Liz. Why? Liz, I think Liz is a very strong player. She's very sociable. She got herself right to the end. Even, I think her and Julia almost went to the end. I was praying and hoping that season they would actually end up having a twins at the final two. That would have been really, really funny and cool to see that happen. Mm-hmm. And it never happened. So, you know, it never happened. Who's your second pick, Larry?
Wes, Vanessa Sister Tiffany.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yeah, she was a powerful competitor, but stayed mostly out of the target range until Javon blew her cover.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That was season 17, wasn't it?
It was season 18, the second chance championship guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They had a bunch of them that came in that season, right? And then last season we saw the Paul show happen last year.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on the Paul show. I just don't like it. I did not like Paul last season. And I thought he was going to win. But then, you know what happens.
Oh, yeah, he came in
second again.
Yeah.
I'm like, karma's a bitch. Yeah, karma's a bitch with you.
Looks like she's going to be pinning herself for him.
Yeah, I think that's the first time that's ever happened. Someone came in second twice. That's never happened in Big Brother history. So, hey, he made history. So we're on our third pick. Did you do your second pick?
Yeah, I said you could chip it in.
Yeah, okay. Then we're on the third pick, which is Vanessa Russo. I think that was her last name. Was it Russo? She was a poker player. Wasn't she?
Yeah, Vanessa was a pro poker player, but she told everyone, I think she told everyone that she was a DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, she lied, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, so Vanessa, very strategic player. Did she win any game, any challenges? Do you remember?
I think she won that, you know, the mixing client challenge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're gonna kind of have it blown up in your face. You have to go to the end without, you have to choose the right question, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your third pick?
Mine is Liz.
Liz. Oh, not Liz Campbell. Oh, why am I bringing her up to this? Jeez.
Oh boy, Liz from BB17, she was a competitor, but she was also in a showman with Austin.
Yes, yeah, Austin, what was it called? Liston or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that. I forget the name they had for it.
I wouldn't play his name in front of her.
Yeah.
That would be so strange.
It would be. So my fourth pick, as we're going down to the last few picks for this off-season podcast, and I know it's not going to be a very long episode. It's about the usual 20-minute, 30-minute episode. That's fine. So I picked, and probably people have forgotten about her, Danielle Murphy from Big Brother 14. Obviously, she was dating Shane in the house during season 14. They were a showman. They were also working with the Quack Pack. What else can I say? They work with Dan Giesling as well. I know I'm putting a lot of Dan Giesling references out there today in the podcast. I'm putting a lot of references into, you know, Dan Giesling as well. She played a really good game. Obviously, Dan pretty well cut her at the end there. Dan screwed Shane over. Shane got screwed over by Dan on Danielle's HOH. She told him to use the veto on him, and he was the only sole vote, so he ended up screwing her over by voting out Shane, and then she was appalled. She was appalled by that.
Yep.
So that kind of gives you guys a little bit more of a memory from season 14. That is a long time ago. It's about 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
I remember that's one of the bigger seasons I watched. That's when I became a Dan fan, was in season 14. It was that then.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's your next pick, Larry?
My number four was Little Sister Julia.
Yeah.
I think she was actually pretty sleepy aspects to hack and beat Jenny.
Yeah, well, they had to switch every couple days?
Every 15 minutes. They had to switch.
Really? You know? It was every 15 minutes?
Yeah.
But how the hell did they manage to do it at night?
Yeah, they had to do it at night. Then they would have to act like each other.
Yeah.
Up until Jayvon discovered the difference between Lisa and Julia.
Yeah. Oh, there was a big difference. I forget what the difference is between the two of them, but they were a good pair. They did really well. They had to get through 5 evictions or something, the two girls? Yeah, something like that. All right, next up is actually more of a recent health guest on Big Brother US. I'm ready to see Big Brother Canada. I know, I'm in Big Brother Canada mode right now. As I said, we're pre-recording this, and I'm in Big Brother Canada. Mode, not US yet. Once US starts, then I'm gonna be golden talking US. But last year's she almost won, didn't she?
Christmas
Abbott, yeah.
Yeah, she almost won due to the fact if it wasn't for that foot of hers,
yeah,
she broke it.
Well, she did make it to the final three?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, I think she did. But I think she got cut, didn't she? Because it was the Meatball Josh and Paul, wasn't it, finals?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was the Paul and Josh was out of the other one. Who's your fifth pick, if I'm right?
My fifth pick is Meg from James' season.
Okay, that was season 17?
Yeah.
17 or 18?
17.
Yes.
Yeah, Meg was the... I think Meg should have given us a little more in that season.
Yeah.
I think it was Jayvon.
Yeah, I think it was.
Who evicted her.
Yeah. And then, okay, so my sixth overall girls list was Portia. And I know that's someone that you don't realize, that you don't really realize they're there. I think she floated to the end, if I remember. I know Larry does not remember season 12. That's probably way before he got into the show. The only reason he got in the show was because of me. I'm the one that got him into the show, so I'm the one to blame for that one. But hey, we enjoy it. We enjoy the show. We enjoy these finales together, you know, talking Big Brother, and he's on here and there talking and all that, and he's guest star. He's one that founded this thing with me, so he's like the co-founder of everything about Real TV. But yeah, Portia is my sixth pick for Big Brother US All Stars 2 cast. She floated pretty much to the end. I think she aligned with Rachel in the end as well. She made a deal with Rachel for final 2, and she went to the final 2. Did not win. I think she barely won. She almost won, but this. Barely. She almost won the season, but Rachel Riley won that season, obviously. Who is your sixth pick?
My sixth pick was season 18, Bronte.
Okay.
She was in an alliance with Showman with Frank, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that as well. Yeah. Alright, so my seventh and second last pick is Christine from BB15. Obviously, she got booed. She obviously got booed off the stage, or got booed. She got booed on when she came out, and she was evicted. She was pretty well hated for all the things that happened as well. She did everybody dirty in the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So who is your seventh pick?
My seventh pick is Tiffany Sister Vanessa. She should have given us more, but she was trying to hide under the radar most of her season, but she took it into place with Mama Gay.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And she was really, really close.
Yeah, she was. I know, wasn't she the one that used to always cry at the start of the game? Vanessa always was crying or something. She's always in freaking tears every time that happened.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She was a bit of a crybaby kind of role, but yeah, she did well. Well, poker players do well in the game, obviously. Well, look at that Kevin Robert Martin in Canada.
Yeah, he surprised everyone last game.
Yep, he did. That Kevin Robert Martin. I'm always going to refer him as that Kevin Robert Martin, always now, because Karen always said that in the show last year before this whole hiatus. So we are on... Which pick are we on now? I'm lost. We got...
I want to keep my final one a surprise, so I get it go. So my final one was Aubrey.
Aubrey. Oh, yeah, the one...
She was always hurting for all these things. And I remember in season 17, she was always hiding from the health desk. She was hidden in the giant room.
Yeah, I remember that. She wanted to quit, I think.
Yeah, but I just think she didn't.
Oh, no, yeah. That's good she didn't, though.
She wanted to quit, but she wanted more.
Yeah.
I think she could have given up more, but she managed to. I think she did win a couple before all that drama happened.
Yeah. And finally, my last pick is Michelle from Big Brother 17. Big Meech, as they call it. They called her Big Meech, and she did well. I think she did well, right?
Yeah, Michelle really did do well. She was really good at
Alright, that is our picks. If there is a Big Brother Canada, Big Brother Canada, Big Brother US All Stars 2, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Larry, for coming in to do this podcast. I really enjoyed it.
No problem, Mike.
Alright, with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this off-season edition of Everything About Road TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. And for those who are listening on the audio only feed for the radio version, bookmark the page, and we'll hopefully do more live podcasts for you guys. I'll do more live podcasts in the future for you guys. With that, also you can follow me on social media. Follow Larry on social media at Larry Riek on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys. We'll see you guys next time for another off-season podcast. Bye for now.